Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am pumped. I've got the author of a book called Millionaire Marketing on a Shoestring Budget, How to Attract a Stream or a Steady Stream of Happy Clients, Make More Money, and Live Your Dream. Her name is Deborah Jason, and she's a friend of mine. We've met at many conferences, and she's got some great stuff for you today. So, Deborah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for asking me to be here. It's a beautiful day.
I've been wanting to get you on the podcast for quite a while. So I love your book, and you've got some great information in there, some awesome ideas. So I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit. And so let's go back. You've been running your business for 27 years. You've always been a writer, so you don't have the backstory of all this other stuff. But you were doing some real estate work in Hawaii. And then you ended up moving to Colorado. So tell me a little bit about the transition of what you've seen over those years and how you've evolved.
Okay, well, there actually is a little bit of a backstory in that I'm originally from New York, and I came to Colorado in 1976 to get my master's degree, and I was a speech pathologist. So I've changed careers a couple of times, and I was living in Colorado until about 1996 when I first went to Kauai on vacation. Had the opportunity as a result of that vacation to go live there for 6 months, and then several years later moved there full time. So I went there in 2002, and I started my business, The Right Direction, as a copywriter in 1989. So that was one of the beautiful things about having my own business, is I could go from Colorado to Kauai, and we had the beautiful internet then, so it was not an issue to just pick up, take my computer, and do my business from Kauai. So that was my journey. And then I was in Kauai for 10 years and returned to Colorado. It will be 4 years this coming Saturday that I returned back here.
Very cool. So do you still miss Hawaii?
I miss Hawaii all the time. I do go back as often as I can. I was back there in February and March and did several speaking engagements while I was there. So it's nice now to be able to go back there and tie it into my business as well. And I miss the ocean, being in landlocked Colorado, especially when the weather's warm. There's nothing like being able to cross the street and be by the ocean. And I can't really do that here in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So Deb, you being a copywriter, and that's what I want to talk about today, is, you know, people are trying to, you know, do their own copy, which obviously, you know, you can hire out, you can hire you, other people, which is awesome, which is a lot of what I do. But, you know, as writers, as business people, we've got to do some writing. So what I want to ask you is, what are the first three things that people need to think about before they start writing their marketing or advertising copy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because a lot of people don't think about that. They just call up a writer and say, let's get started. But before you begin any kind of marketing, you need to know, first of all, your product. What is it physically, if you have a physical product? What is it functionally? And really, what's your goal? So some people say, well, I want to sell more product. But sometimes your goal might be just getting name recognition or building a brand. It's also important to know what's the single strongest benefit of that product. What's going to harness the greatest selling power? And how are you going to tap into people's emotions and knock their socks off? So really understand your product and how it's going to help solve other people's problems. That's one thing. The next thing is understanding your audience. So not just the demographics, not just their age and their career, but what we call psychographics. What's their lifestyle like? Is family important to them? Are they cramped for time? Do they use credit cards? Do they dine at home, or do they like to go out? What motivates your audience? What keeps them up at night? Because then you're going to offer the solution with your product or your service or your program. So that's number two. Number three is, what's your message? So it doesn't have to be exact, but you need to have some idea of how you help people. So there's a little formula I have people work on, and that goes like this. I help blank, and you insert your audience. Do, get, or gain blank, and you insert a benefit. Even if blank, there you insert a barrier or an obstacle. And then you add so that, and you insert results. So an example might be, I help passion-driven, independent business professionals communicate their message in a way that captivates and converts their prospects into loyal, raving fans, even if they have been struggling with how to put their ideas into words in the past, so that they can attract new clients, so that they can have a better income, so that they can have a lifestyle that they're dreaming of, and so that can go on and on and on. But I think you get the idea, which is to show people how you can help them and give them results. So those are the three things to really have a good grasp on before you ever put a pen to paper. Know your product, know your audience, and what's your message.
Awesome. That's some great advice. And I think that, you know, pre-planning what you're going to say is going to be very helpful for people. So then the next thing, okay, now we're getting into actually writing the content or working with the writer. What are the three things that we need to think about as you're developing the content? What kind of things are going to help us become more successful?
So once you pick up that pen and you start to write, I want you to begin with the concerns of your reader. So tell that person, whether it's male or female, tell them what's in it for me. You may have heard of that WIIFM. People want to know benefits, not the features. I have an exercise I have people do called the pencil test, and we talk about the features of a pencil, like it has an eraser. But then you convert those features into benefits. The eraser's benefit would be, I can make mistakes. I can go back and change things. So as a writer, you want to create a picture in your mind of your ideal customer, their wants, their needs, their pains, their frustrations, and then identify with your customer. Put yourself in their shoes and start writing. And when you do that, your words will resonate with your readers and convert them into buyers. So that's one thing. Begin with the concerns of your reader. Another thing to keep in mind is to do what I call kissing your prospects. In other words, keep it simple, sweetheart. Kiss your prospects. Clarity is really important when you're writing. I want you to write as if you're sitting across the table from that prospect and you're having a conversation. If you think about it, when you have a conversation, you pause, you create thoughts, and you use pauses with writing by using punctuation. You also can use short, simple sentences, and very important to use the word you, you being your customer. Make sure you use that a lot more than you use the word we, because again, people want to know what's in it for me. So kiss your prospects. The third point I would say is put emotion into your copy. Think about what you're offering, and start from that place really deep inside you, the place that really wants to help other people. Because then as you write, you feel what it is that you want to convey, and those emotions come out. And when you're moved, you'll move your reader. So I encourage people, I tell them, I know that you're good. You know that you're good at what you do. So I want you to own your brilliance, share it, and let your radiant light shine through your copy. So those three things are: begin with the concerns of your reader, kiss your prospects, and put emotion in your copy.
All right, so that's the BKE method. That's the way I'm going to remember it. BKE, begin, kiss, and emote. So sounds like a great relationship with your copy. Awesome. Good advice and really great stuff. And I talk about this all the time, too. I talk about WIIFM and WIIAM. And a lot of people try to write copy as WIIAM. It's like, what's in it about me, as opposed mm-hmm. to what's in it for me, you know? And I think that's really important that people take that focus, because they're so busy trying to sell themselves that they really don't realize that they're really this... trying to sit across from a table and have a conversation with somebody as if they were having a conversation, you know? So I think that's you.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to that saying about, you know, people like to buy things, but they don't like to be sold to. So just have that conversation with people and think about how you can help them. And I think it flows a little easier if you think about talking to one person at a time, and yes, keep it about them, not about you. There's so much copy out there that talks about we do this and we do this and we do this, and I think it kind of turns the prospect off because the prospect wants to know, well, what are you going to do for me? How are you going to help me?
I guess I want to know, what are some of the most common mistakes that you see people making when they're trying to put together their copy, whether it's for online advertising, print advertising? What are some of the things that people do that just make you go, huh?
Well, I actually have a webinar I do that's about 5 common mistakes, but I'm going to only cover 3 here today, just so we can keep it short and sweet. But one of the mistakes that people make is that they're, we kind of started to talk about this. The copy starts with the product instead of with the prospect. So customers don't really buy products. They buy what the products do for them. They buy the benefits. So if you think about, you want to go join a health club or a gym, you're not really buying the gym membership. What you're buying is what that membership does for you, what the exercise equipment does for you, how it helps you keep in shape and stay in shape. So start with the prospect, not with the product. Another mistake is leaving out what we call the big idea. So that's the absence of something known as the USP, which is the unique selling proposition, and that is, what's the benefit of your product that harnesses the greatest selling power? So I want you to remember when you're writing that people respond to any given proposition for one of 2 reasons. And those 2 reasons are they either want to gain something that they do not have, or they want to avoid losing something that they already possess. So, for instance, people want to either make money or save money, or they want to avoid losing money. So that would be the second mistake, is don't leave out the big idea. The third mistake is forgetting a call to action. So every promotion that you do, whether it's online, whether it's print, you know, it's a brochure, it should have a call to action. Because you grabbed your prospect's attention with your headline. Your copy, hopefully, has been captivating and engaging, but now it's time for people to respond. So, for example, many times my phone rings and the person on the other end is saying to me, Deborah, would you review my website? Because I paid a lot of money to have it created, and I really love the design, but time has gone by and I haven't had any inquiries, I haven't had any responses. And as a copywriter, when I go to review that site, I'm surprised by what I see, or I should say what I don't see. And that is, the call to action is missing. And I don't mean just on one page. I mean on all the pages of a website. And to a lot of people, they go, well, Deborah, that sounds really obvious. But it's really vital that you tell your readers what you want them to do. Do you want them to send for more information? Do you want them to call you, email you, register for an online program? You want to tell them what you want them to do. So don't forget your call to action. Don't forget that big idea. And don't forget to start with the prospect instead of with the product.
Great advice. So, Deborah, you've got a way for people to kind of get their arms around their copywriting and promoting their business better. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, well, awesome. So this is a program that came out of a 3-week program I did, and people can do this at home. So it includes a series of conference calls that are pre-recorded and action guides, and it's a way to help people that want to learn how to write on their own, or maybe they're already writers and they want to improve themselves, to take their copy from mediocre to monetizing. And so the program goes through a 5-step copywriting formula. It goes through how to write attention-getting headlines, and it has templates in it. The templates are for writing headlines. It has a template in it for a 10-step sales page. Yes, you can start fairly simple. It has actually a template for requesting testimonials, because a lot of people say, you know, one thing that's really important in your copy, if you can get it, is social proof. And people say, well, how do I get that? How do I get testimonials? Well, you ask for them. The program also has 4 different marketing reports, one that's about amazing free publicity, one that's about headlines, and one that's about the best ways to find your clients. And then a dear colleague of mine was kind enough to contribute one of her templates, which is fill-in-the-blank blog post headline templates. And, of course, there's a Facebook group. And so the program, you can do it at your own pace. It's 3 recorded teleseminar sessions. It's the done-for-you templates. It's the marketing reports. It's the fill-in-the-blank blog post headline templates. So if you want to learn more, check the notes in the Bacon Podcast.
Awesome. Well, Deborah, this has been great information, some great knowledge bombs, and of course we've got our 9 things up front and some really great information. So if people want to learn more about you or get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way for them to do that is to visit my copywriting website, which is writedirection.com, and that's W-R-I-T-E, like writing with a pen, writedirection.com. And, of course, they can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter.
Awesome. Hey, Deborah, it's been a blast. I love connecting up with you. We've done blabs. We've joined blabs together and all that kind of stuff. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.